So, to complete the cycle of the metta categories, we'll do then have we done the neutral? Have you done neutral here? Have you? So we'll go through just a touch on each of these so you understand. We've gone through self and other and benefactor, I should say, and the next would be a dear friend, someone who you feel that connection with, and you touched that a little bit in the talk a few minutes ago. Just for now, think of that person, the person who came to mind, or someone else who you have a really warm relationship with, and just send them some good thoughts. Oh, may you be happy. You might have an image of them at a happy moment. May you feel my love for you. You might also find it helpful to actually say their name at the end of the phrase. May you be well. And if you get a sense of their essence, what touches you about them, you can even let go of the words for a few moments and just enjoy that feeling of well-wishing. Not wanting anything from them other than just their well-being. Notice how that feels. Just let your attention rest in that feeling. No agenda, no grasping, just an outflow of well-wishing. How wonderful that we have that capacity to just appreciate and wish someone well. And as we've said before, let whatever your experience be just the way it is. So if you're not quite connected with the feeling, that's okay. Just hold that with a kind awareness. But if you are, just let yourself enjoy it. May you be happy. And know that I wish you well. You might envision them receiving your good wishes. Smiling back at you or taking it in. And then the next category is the neutral one. That is someone who you don't have a strong feeling for one way or another. Maybe somebody on this retreat that you just know is there, or maybe a neighbor or a coworker, or someone you see at home from time to time that you don't really feel strongly one way or another. The neutral is actually a very profound category. When you think that this person represents all the people that you don't feel strongly about one way or another, then they stand for most of the people in this world. And it's possible to generate a feeling of warmth and connection for anyone. So if you can think of somebody in your life who falls into this category, you can have some sense of them. Just imagine their life, and they have their own loved ones and their own joys and sorrows. And they know what sadness is like and what laughter is like. And their own friends and relationships. And just wishing them well, you're wishing for a little bit more happiness in the world. And just envision sending them these thoughts of kindness and well-being. You might imagine them receiving it as well. Oh, thank you. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy and strong. May you live with ease. Just think if you can generate a warm feeling, a positive feeling for them, then you can do it for most anyone. It just takes a bit of deeper looking, seeing, oh, this person wants to be happy too. Be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Come back to yourself for a few moments before we go on to the next category. And just appreciate that you're generating these kind thoughts. And now, the next category in the classical sequence, after self and benefactor and dear friend and neutral, is the difficult one. And we'll just touch on this for a few moments. You might ask, why would I want to wish well to someone who's difficult? Who's either a difficult person for me, or someone who is not so skillful in the world? And the thing to consider is, if you're wishing for someone, even someone who's difficult, to find true happiness, then they won't hurt others. Then they'll be thoughtful and more considerate and let the best in them come through. Don't worry about fixing them or hoping it will work or something like that. This is just for you to practice opening your heart. And you might pick someone who is possible to generate some kind thoughts towards. Not necessarily the hardest one, or if there's an unresolved pain or trauma, you don't have to go beyond what you're capable of. But maybe someone you just want to practice seeing if you can open your heart. And if it helps to keep a safe distance between you and this person or this being, then that's fine. You don't have to be too close to them. And you might think of perhaps some time in their life where they actually exhibit kindness, maybe with their pet or their loved ones. Or if that's hard to imagine, you might have a vision of them when they were little children and innocent, And if you wish, you could send them loving thoughts, but you're not able to, that's okay. Tune into the wish. I wish I would be able to. There's a wholesomeness in that. We're bringing them to mind. And just as a practice for your own heart opening, wish them well as well. May you be safe. May you discover true happiness in your life. May you have good health. May you have inner peace. Notice how that feels, and whatever comes up for you, just hold it with a kind awareness. And then lastly, moving from this category to include all beings who, just like you, want to be happy. And starting with everyone here in this room, the people next to you, in front, behind you. Who've supported you. Just wish them well. Wish all of us well. May we all feel safe inside and outside. May all of us have true happiness, find true happiness in our life. May we all have good health to whatever extent possible. May you all have ease of well-being. And now just imagine from this room, from this field of kind energy, just imagine radiating it out, sending it out to all the people and creatures in the water, on the land, in the air, including them, everyone on this land. And then just keep on sending it out. Just letting your light shine. So that there's no limits, including all beings in this country. This continent, in this hemisphere. Letting your light shine all over the planet. Including this planet. Even beyond. To all beings in all directions. As I want to be happy, may all beings everywhere know real happiness. As I want to feel safe, may all beings know safety in their lives. May all beings know real peace. This doesn't need to be a great effort. Just let your light easily shine. Just goodwill without discrimination. Now coming back to yourself, appreciate that goodwill and that good intention. I'll end with the chant. On impermanence, that this moment too will pass. Anicca vata sankara upadava yadamino upakitava nirchanti desam upasamo sukho anicca vata sankara upadava yadamino upakitava nirchanti desam upasamo sukho anicca vata sankara upadava yadamino upakitava nirchanti desam upasamo sukho. All things are impermanent. They have the nature to arise and pass away. One who lives in harmony with this truth knows the highest happiness.